Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
She said, if Bill Cosby really wants to clear his name and really wants the public to believe that he is not the predator that he's been made out to be over the last few weeks, really the last few years, then he should voluntarily waive the statute of limitations defense that he has against all of these lawsuits and allow these women, or at least allow them some brief time period, 6 months or so, to file new lawsuits that he would not try to get thrown out of court on a statute defense, because that's the only way, she says, he can get his defense in front of a jury, therefore get it in front of the public, and allow people to see how it is that he would defend himself against these claims.
There is Eric Leonard talking on a talk radio program on an idea given by Gloria Allred about the rape and sexual abuse claims that are alleged against Bill Cosby this past year. The Cosby rape allegations, along with the celebrity phone hacking scandal, become the number 10 item on the countdown. Welcome to a special edition of the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the first part of January, the week ending Friday, the 2nd of January, in fact. Doug Steffen here, reviewing the top 10 talk topics for all of the year 2014, which we have left behind in the dust. Isn't it great? A lot of these things, when they come back up, will make you happy that we've come to a new year. We have new opportunities. We have new beginnings. Anyway, so the work at Talkers Magazine this past year has been what it has been for the past 20-some-odd years, overviewing what the top topics are at the time. And so they've taken a lot of the data that they had from this past year from the news talk radio industry as they monitor talk radio programs and stations and hosts all across the country. Thus, the list for the year 2014 and the Bill Cosby scandal, number 10.
Number nine,
as we go toward number one in this hour of the countdown, focuses on the NFL and violence, domestic violence in this point, back to September on the Good Day program, where I talked to Dr. Tracy Kimball about why she says that the NFL's approach to punishing players in domestic violence cases is as complicated as the legal cases themselves.
Well, the whole issue of domestic violence is a complicated world, because you have people who, in the name of love, harm each other, and then when all the warning signs say, no, don't go back, that you see people running back, and just like Ray Rice Whitehouse, she says, you know, this isn't, we're going to prove to the world that this is love. And the problem when you have that type of a dynamic going on is that it's very difficult to go in and stop or help to end a cycle that's obviously very destructive.
Especially if you have other women, wives of players, who basically say, well, you know what, this is what we understand the problem to be, and we sort of support her. And it isn't just in the NFL now. This is a countrywide, worldwide problem that is getting worse, I think, anyway. For me, it seems to be
worse. Well, it is. You know, it's been running, I've been in this world for 20 years, and 20 years ago, the statistic in the United States was 1 in 4 women are faced with abuse. And you have to remember that abuse is what would be considered the worst kept secret, that those of us who live in it are really good about keeping the secrets. Now the statistic here in the USA is 1 in 3, and that actually lines up with what's happening with the rest of the world, according to the United Nations.
Number 8.
All right, so let's move into the number 8 sphere, which is an old horse as well that we've been beating ever since Obama became the president, and that's Obamacare itself. Here's host Joel Riley with Doug Whiteman from Bankrate.com. They discuss how much Americans dislike having to shop this way for insurance.
It almost seems like people, whatever stage they are in life, age-wise, it really kind of dictates what they want out of their insurance.
Well, that's right. But what we found overall is that people don't like shopping for health insurance. And that's kind of obvious. But we were just kind of curious, how much do people dislike shopping for it? And what we found is that 75% say it's as bad or worse than doing your own taxes. And about two-thirds of Americans say it's the same or worse than going to the dentist and getting a tooth drilled.
Do you think it's because we haven't really had to do it much in our history, or that it's just so overwhelming and you don't want to make a mistake, you kind of get bogged down?
Well, this is a very serious issue. We took kind of a lighthearted approach with this survey, but our health insurance system in this country is very complex, and it's rather daunting for people. It's kind of complicated because we have this multifaceted system with many people covered through an employer, other people getting their insurance through the government, other people shopping around. And there are these trends, these developments that are forcing us to become more knowledgeable, not only the Affordable Care Act, but also moves in many companies to cut costs and push more of the expense onto the backs of their employees.
It seems lately that some of the guidance you get as a way to put more money in your pocket is to go with a higher deductible plan. Are people biting on that?
Well, what we found is that more than 4 in 10 Americans, in fact, prefer to have a plan with a high deductible as opposed to a plan that would, say, have a higher premium but maybe a lower deductible. And there really isn't any right or wrong answer to this question, but I think one of the concerns we have is that too many people might just focus on the monthly cost and might ignore the fact that even though the plan might seem cheap, they might have a deductible of as much as $6,000. That's $6,000 they would have to pay out of their own pocket for many services each year before their insurance coverage begins, and that's a considerable amount of money.
All right, so the essence of this past year, with stories that are familiar to us, yet some nuance attached to them, is our reason for being the stories as we come to the end of the year and start the new year. As you think through, as you listen to some of these, I'm thinking, you may be interested in doing the same thing, thinking about how it is that these stories have affected you or not. In reality, what I've heard so far hasn't affected me at all. Has it affected you? It might be interesting, but has it affected you in your life? What stories are there, if you were to come up with your own top 10 list of the things that affected your life that you talked about this past year, what would they be? If you want to send them along for consideration, be interesting, it's doug@dougstefan.com. That's my email. If you want to follow us with issues, facebook.com/good day, Twitter @good day. 14 after the hour, as we pursue the top 10 stories and topics of the year on the year-end talk radio countdown show.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money, so I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance,
which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love the modern trend emphasizing locally grown food. All across America, consumers are supporting a great resurgence in local farms and farmers markets. Now the government has announced that federal experts will provide assistance to rural communities to help create local action plans. Government officials in agriculture, transportation, environment, and regional economics will show communities how buying from local farmers can help boost the local economy. Do we really need government experts to tell us something that obvious? If we look through the lens of liberty, we realize local farms and markets are not government's business. We don't need officials who have never raised a crop or run a business to tell us how to do it. Those who love freedom need to stand up and say, not on my watch.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future misses. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Number seven is a focus on football again. The story of Jim Harbaugh going to Michigan, claiming one of the prize jobs in college sports just 2 days after he finished his last assignment. Let's focus on that and figure out what the heck's going on here.
Let's welcome Annette to the program. Hello, Annette.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I called you a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I wasn't like a fearmonger thinking there were going to be hundreds of cases.
You were not a member of the hysteria commandos. No.
No, I said it was a very serious, awful disease. But
yes.
One thing I do want to point out, though, is I expected there to be 2 cases by the end of October. And the reason why is because it follows the pattern of spread in Africa, which is exponential, meaning one person would have it, then 2 people would have it, then 4, then 8. And that's the rate of growth of exponential spread in Africa, and we're actually following that exactly.
But here's the thing with the United States as compared to the poor section of Monrovia or the bush.
Right.
We have running water.
Right.
And soap.
Right.
And Lysol spray. And we get to go home and take a shower. And we have janitors and cleaning crews. By the way, you want to call somebody a hero? How about the guys that clean up? We have things like that in the United States, which they don't have in places like Africa. So
I agree with you, but the thing is, the 2 people that did catch it were wearing full PPE. And that means that this growth is exactly identical to what has gone on in Africa.
Not only did we cure them, we have now cured several people that got it in Africa, and now we've cured them.
I have to say, I have a big science background. There is no cure for this. There is not a cure for Ebola. This is a filovirus. It has one strand of RNA.
Mm-hmm.
There's no. I have people arguing with me that polio has been cured. There's no cure for polio. There can be a vaccine. There can be treatment of symptoms, but there is absolutely not a cure for Ebola.
All right, well, let me put it this way. The people that we have treated,
right,
have gotten through it.
Well, no, they have it.
And they no longer have it in their systems.
One out of 3 of those people actually died, which was Mr. Duncan. So our death rate and our exponential spread is only...
That's not true. That's not true. No,
Mr. Duncan died, honey.
That is completely untrue that only two people have been cured of it. We've had...
All right. So the story obviously got wrong there in terms of what actually is number 7, the Ebola outbreak. That was Ray Lytle talking to one of his callers, saying people need to understand there's no cure for Ebola. The Ebola problem, I guess is the best way of describing it, is in the number 7 position on this year's final review, the final edit of all the top topics of the year. I'm Doug Steffen. We continue with the number 6 item as we pursue a review of all the things that people found very interesting to talk about on News Talk Radio during this past year.
Are you always 5 minutes late?
Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government and media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert, you should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six item has to do with weather around the country and around the globe. From our affiliate KQTH in Tucson, host John Justice talked to Andrew Langer, who's the president of the Institute for Liberty, about the president working on an international climate change agreement without going through Congress.
Can you or do you know, have you read up on the Obama administration working to forge this international climate change agreement without the ratification from Congress? Are you up to speed on this yet?
You know, I know a little bit about it. This is, again, along the lines of everything else that Barack Obama's doing in terms of trying to circumvent the will of the Senate that certainly is not going to engage in any sort of a climate action plan. The problem is fundamentally whether or not he can essentially supersede the Constitution by doing so, which is, you know, one of the great problems with the treaty issues is that they supersede the Constitution, which is a huge issue. But yes, this is nothing new, John. I mean, this is something that other Democrats have tried to do, this is what President Clinton tried to do after the first sort of the Kyoto Protocols, after the Senate failed to ratify those. So it's not surprising, but it's nothing sort of out of the ordinary for Obama or any other Democrats.
In the story I have here, it says that under the Constitution, the president may enter into a legally binding treaty only if it's approved by 2/3 majority of the Senate. To sidestep that requirement, Obama's climate negotiators are devising what they call, doing that thing with my fingers, a politically binding deal that would name and shame countries into cutting their emissions. The deal is likely to face strong objections from Republicans on Capitol Hill and from poor countries around the world, but negotiators say it may be the only realistic path. When I read this, the first thing that came to mind, or at least the first thought I had, Andrew Langer, was he's trying to be impeached. That's what it seemed like to me. It seems like he's trying to draw Republicans out.
Well, there's certainly that theory about that dare that he's daring Republicans to go ahead and impeach him. The reality is, and I'm not so sure that the naming and shaming thing is the most pernicious aspect of it. The fact is that the president is attempting to implement various aspects of Kyoto through and other international climate change agreements through the executive order process by trying to change the sort of the regulatory climate. And he's done this a number of different times, following up on Stephen Chu, the former Secretary of Energy, his desire to see gas prices up around $6 a gallon, which would just devastate the economy. The problem is, John, you know, he starts implementing these things through the regulatory or executive order process. You look at how difficult it's been to repeal, to just repeal Obamacare. When you start getting into trying to peel back the regulatory process, what Barack Obama's trying to do is like he's done with everything else. He's trying to radically change the economy through this regulatory process to sidestep it. It's exactly what the lawsuit against the president is all about, and why, you know, why we need to be looking much, much more closely about these abuses of executive power.
All right, let me take a different approach to the discussion of the weather around the country, how things have changed, the winter weather, and not only here in our country, but all around the world. There have been more typhoons in the Pacific. The weather has been colder here in our country. It's been really wet in Europe. Why is that? It is what it is because the planet changes every year dramatically now, it seems, and people are blaming global warming and they get into these discussions politically. It's not that at all. You understand how the planet has worked over the millennia. It just is what it is. But it's kind of, it gets in the way of things like the search for that AirAsia plane, for sure. You're listening to The Countdown. I'm Doug Stepp.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The top 10 things that you need to know about what has been in the focus. This is a tradition on this program, and those of you who listen every week at this time know that we take the top 10 topics and sort of spread around the wealth, if you will, taking excerpts from programs around the country from hosts that we monitor and make the point, if you will. And then as a collective at the end of the year, take all of the things that really seem to be a big focus and put them together in this collective. So as we get to where we finished off at number six, so now we go to
number five.
There we go. Okay. The tensions between the Russians and the Ukrainians at number five on our countdown for the year. Host Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes talking about the stories of Russian troops invading Ukraine while we focus our attention on Iraq, Syria, and ISIS.
The Ukrainian military and the Ukrainian government has said that Russian troops have crossed the border into the Ukraine. They have said that there are Russian tanks that have crossed the border into the Ukraine. The government of Ukraine is saying they are being invaded by Russian forces as we speak. There has been some very big military actions in the last 24 hours, including a port city along I think it's the Black Sea. Boy, I hope I got that part right. Right there by Crimea, surprisingly enough. And a Ukraine city was lost again to these rebels. I think one of the most amazing things, let's be honest with one another, Vladimir Putin thinks the world is paying attention to ISIS.
Yeah, we're all over the Middle East right now.
He sees this as an opportunity to do what he wants in the Ukraine. I think it's obvious.
He may see it as an opportunity, but we do know that the president is meeting with his security advisors. They're going to be talking about Syria and Iraq, Bruce, but they're also going to be talking about Ukraine because it's believed that some 1,000 Russian troops have now entered into Ukraine. They've got armored personnel carriers. They've got tanks. They are going to war. I mean, a lot of people are calling this a full-scale invasion.
Can I give you what Vlad's answer is going to be? Ready for what Vlad's answer is going to be when we shake our fist and tell him you're a naughty guy? He goes, really? What are you guys doing in Syria? Anyway, he's going to say, well, we're going after ISIS. Well, we're going after these horses. He's going to use the same excuse. He thinks, look, you guys are paying attention to Syria and Iraq. You're going to go and invade a sovereign nation. Guess what I'm going to do? Go invade a sovereign nation. Although, Pamela, the excuse given, this is not a lie, the excuse given as to why Russian soldiers are fighting in the Ukraine You're not going to believe this.
We heard from a rebel leader interviewed by Russian state media today acknowledging that, yes, there are Russian soldiers on the ground fighting in eastern Ukraine, but he says they're all either veterans or on vacation.
You've got to be kidding me. I saw this interview. Yes. I saw the clip of this interview. Obviously, he's speaking in Russian. Yes. He was asked specifically, are the Russian soldiers here? Oh, yeah. So it's, he goes, no. They're on vacation. They came here on the. They got some leave. What do you want to do? You want to go vacation somewhere? Where's a nice place to go? Let's go fight in the Ukraine. He literally said that the Russian troops fighting in the Ukraine are on vacation and fighting on their own. They're volunteering to go fight.
I mean, isn't that what you do on vacation?
That's what everybody does.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of American troops do that? Have you ever heard that? Like, hey, we got leave. What are we going to do? We're going to go to another war. We're going to go, I don't know, we got a weekend off.
We got to keep those skills sharp.
Yeah. We're just going to go shoot at people somewhere else. You've got to be kidding me. This is how. Absolutely lunatic it is. But the problem is, this destabilized the entire region. It wasn't that long ago when this was a big story, Pamela.
Well, it was a big story in a lot of ways because of the plane crash there.
That as well.
That's kind of what put it on a lot of people's radar.
Well, before that, the Crimea. Putin invaded Crimea and took that.
And what did we do? How did we react to all of that?
Well.
And that was part of the discussion at this point as well, is if you do nothing, if there are no consequences for these actions, the actions of taking over Crimea, the actions of downing a passenger
shooting
plane, killing everybody, then where does Vlad stop? But what did we do? We imposed stronger sanctions.
We wrote a sternly worded email. I'll tell you that.
And where did that get us?
Number four issue this past year, the situation beginning with the Michael Brown slaying and then the continuing protests of police killing, white police officers killing black young men, and then the essence of where it's come to the end of the year, where the New York police officers were killed in their cars. Here's host Steve Scott with Edward Isaac Dover from Politico.com. They discuss how the protests in New York following the shooting of these two police officers turned into a nightmare for Mayor de Blasio.
What is Mayor Bill de Blasio's nightmare?
Well, the breakdown in the relationship with the police department has obviously reached an intense level at this point. Even before the shooting of the officers over the weekend, things were bad, but it has really accentuated just how bad things are. What the aftermath of that has been between what Pat Lynch has said about the blood being on the mayor's hands to the way that the mayor has handled this.
For a mayor, if you lose the cops, have you lost your city?
It's very hard, and one of the things that the mayor is dealing with is that he was obviously an anti-establishment politician, anti-establishment candidate when he ran for mayor, but now he is the mayor of New York City. He is the police department is his police department, and navigating that relationship has been very difficult for him.
Family squabbles are okay, but the real trouble, I think, erupts when those family squabbles go public. Is that what has happened here?
That's part of what's happened here, but there is a tension that goes back to last year during the campaign when the then candidate de Blasio was trying to get support from parts of the city by talking about the overreach of the police department on stop and frisk, and police officers, many of them felt like they were being blamed for problems, felt like they were being targeted essentially politically by de Blasio. As he came in as mayor, that relationship has continued to be trouble, and for it to erupt in this way over such a tragedy of these two officers being shot has caused it to be even worse.
You know, this was a mayor who was elected with something like 72% of the vote just a year ago. Do you think this outcry has stunned him, taken him by surprise?
Well, it seems like he has been somewhat taken by surprise if you just look at what happened at the press conference when he was blaming reporters for aggravating tensions and swinging this way and that and talking about how things were worse in the 70s in Boston when he was growing up. This is not the same guy who was standing there last November with that, as you say, huge margin and very reasonably justifiably confident in the showing that he had among the electorate.
Number three. The number three issue this week on the countdown, actually not this week, from this past year, the battle and the focus against ISIS. From an October talk radio session, host Jim Lakey talking to correspondent Joe Gomez about a group of teenage girls from Colorado who tried to join ISIS.
Tell me about these girls. They're Colorado girls. They hopped a plane, and where were they headed? Tell us the story.
Well, they were headed to Syria, is what we understand. There were two girls who were sisters between the ages of 15 and 17. They also had a friend. This has happened at Arapahoe County. And apparently these sisters told their mother they were too sick to go to school on Friday and had stolen $2,000 from their mother, took their passports, somehow made it out to DIA with a friend, another friend, a third person. And then they went to Chicago O'Hare, and then to Frankfurt, Germany. We're going to go to Syria, but we're detained in Germany and brought back to Colorado. And upon being interviewed by the FBI, it turns out that they alleged they were going to go study or go see family members, but really what it boiled down to was that they were potentially going to go out and join ISIS in Syria. They had been chatting or talking to somebody or been lured over there through social media. And so now the FBI is trying to figure out how in the world it was that these three young girls out of Arapahoe County were indoctrinated or somehow led to believe that they could go out and have a nice life joining ISIS in Syria.
So they catch their passports, say they're on their en route to Frankfurt. Did they at that point, did they know ISIS connections, or was that after the fact?
That was I think this was after the fact. Yeah, after the fact, that's when three traveling young ladies saying they're going to go to Turkey and then go to Syria. Then they came back. That's when the pieces started falling together, and that's when the FBI was alerted.
All right. Now, the girls are high school students, but they're back home, and their parents are trying to figure out what the heck, and so is the FBI.
Exactly. And I guess they're going to their computers right now trying to find out who they had contact with. But this isn't something that's out of the ordinary for ISIS. ISIS has used social media tools to lure a lot of young Westerners to their cause. This has happened in Europe. Hundreds of teenagers, in fact, in Europe have been led out to go join ISIS in Syria. Two Austrian teens, young ladies, were recently left Austria and went to Syria to join ISIS, thinking that they were going to meet the love of their lives out there in the desert. And in fact, as soon as they got there, they were treated as sex objects, and I understand both of them are now pregnant and trying desperately to get back home.
So the update is, as we begin the new year, the U.S. and its allies staged 29 airstrikes on ISIS targets in Syria and Iraq on New Year's Day. The Combined Joint Task Force reporting the action in Syria, 17 strikes near the city of Al-Raqqa, and Kobani is a focus as well. Variety of Islamic State buildings were hit. 12 strikes targeted Islamic State buildings, fighting positions and units near other cities like Fallujah. Fighters, bombs, remote-controlled aircraft used against ISIS, which has taken parts of Syria and Iraq in this campaign over the past year. So that's the latest as we go into the new year. Nothing changed from the old year. Wondering out loud here how that will change, as you got to stop all of this stuff. Something has to give when it comes to all of these predators, and whether it's the Taliban in Afghanistan or Al-Qaeda or ISIS or anything. Don't you want to see all of that stuff stopped in the new year? Oof. All right, number two in a moment on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, reviewing the year 2014 on News Talk Radio stations.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money, so I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance,
which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
I love the modern trend emphasizing locally grown food. All across America, consumers are supporting a great resurgence in local farms and farmers markets. Now the government has announced that federal experts will provide assistance to rural communities to help create local action plans. Government officials in agriculture, transportation, environment, and regional economics will show communities how buying from local farmers can help boost the local economy. Do we really need government experts to tell us something that obvious? If we look through the lens of liberty, we realize local farms and markets are not government's business. We don't need officials who have never raised a crop or run a business to tell us how to do it. Those who love freedom need to stand up and say, not on my watch.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future misses. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Number two.
Number two for this past year is the continuing discussion and debate about immigration and amnesty. From last month, talk host Matt Murphy here with Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama about the Republicans' plan to block the president's executive actions on immigration reform.
Can you pass a continuing resolution to keep the government open without necessarily passing something for the Department of Homeland Security?
We can, if we have the votes to do so. I don't know if we have the votes to do so, but even if we did in the House, we do not have the votes to do so in the Senate. Stated a different way, funding the federal government but defunding any activity associated with the Barack Obama's amnesty. I think we have the votes to pass that in the House of Representatives, but it never passed the United States Senate, which means ultimately you would have a government shutdown as the impasse is resolved. And as we know from past experience, the Democrats and Barack Obama win those kinds of arguments and fights.
Well, they didn't.
We don't have enough people committed in the House or the Senate to stop Barack Obama's amnesty for roughly 10 million illegal aliens.
Well, and Mo, I don't want to yell at the choir here because I know you and I are on the same page in this regard. But they didn't win the last time that the government was shut down. They won the battle, but they lost the war. The war being the 2014 elections.
Well, that's one perspective. If you want to do these kind of things with the elections in mind, but one of the purposes behind the activity in September, October 2013 was to repeal or defund Obamacare, and Obamacare was not repealed or defunded. Similarly. We could have a government shutdown, and maybe that would affect the 2016 elections in a positive way. But as long as the president refuses to go along with a defunding of his executive amnesty, we don't have the ability. We don't have the two-thirds vote required in the United States House, the United States Senate, to override his veto. Because he can veto any bill we send to the White House that defunds executive amnesty. Now, here's where I am. I think that we ought to go ahead and pass a bill that funds the federal government and defunds all these executive amnesty activities by the executive branch and then force the United States Senate to kill it or force the president to veto it. And then we ought to have a vote on whether to override the veto, if that's how far we get with a presidential veto, and we have people on record. And if we lose that, okay, we've done what we can do, what the Constitution permits us to do, and now fund the government as best we can to avoid a federal government shutdown.
The never-ending debate over immigration. Those who demand strict enforcement of existing laws are armed with a simple rejoinder. What they ask, do you not understand about illegal? Illegal immigrants, they are here illegally. Is that the discussion? Is that the debate? Seems reasonable. But it doesn't get that far sometimes with some people. And I'm wondering if it'll get that, if things will change and it'll get more focused in that direction during the coming year. That's number two. The number one item will not surprise you, but it will intrigue you as the talk radio countdown continues.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one item, as is usually the case on so-called news talk radio, some people call it political talk radio, the midterm elections and who's running for president in the year 2016. Let's start with the midterm elections. Going back to November here on the Good Day program, which I host, had a conversation with Natalie Jackson, political scientist for the Huffington Post, about the takeaways from the midterms.
Well, I'd say the number one thing we get is that people are unhappy with the way things are going. Mm-hmm. We have several incumbents that were defeated in the Senate, and we had significantly larger margins of win from a lot of candidates than we were expecting. Basically, we got a very large Republican turnout. And so it seems the common thread is people are just unhappy with the direction of the country. And so that manifested as an anti-Obama vote.
So the Democrats, not happy with Obama, just sat it out, not happy with what they're trying. There are plenty of Democrats who are just disgusted with what's going on. It isn't just people who may have an R behind their name. I don't have either an R or a D behind my name. But I'm, for one, totally disgusted. So now, what is it that happens in the near term and down the road to satisfy these people that you as a scientist have gleaned or have garnered the opinion that they're, I mean, I don't think it takes a genius, and I don't mean this is not a slam against you, to figure out that people are ticked off. But what does the data indicate can be done? Is there any data that shows what needs to be done by those who are forward-looking or smart enough to look at this and want to make sure that the outcome is positive, not just we're going to get you guys now, we're in charge kind of thinking that does happen so much when these pendulum swings occur?
Well, I'm not entirely sure we're going to see much actual change in the form of governance. Mm-hmm. So I don't think we're likely to see that much relief in the anger that we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, the likelihood is, I mean, there's a lot we don't know yet, but the likelihood is that a lot of Democrats just stayed home.
All right. So part two of the number one item on the countdown for this past year looks at the prospects for who might be president come 2016. Here's host John Zach with political analyst Dave Leventhal. They discuss the impact the midterms had on those who would be the next president.
Will the elections mean anything 2 years from now?
Well, I got to say, first of all, Adam Zeiglitz, the editorial cartoonist for the Buffalo News, really hit it on the head when he had an editorial cartoon depicting Uncle Sam at the finish line of what looks like a marathon labeled 2014, and then immediately after is a starting line with a guy with a gun saying 2016. That's pretty much what we all feel like here in Washington, D.C. 2016 begins today.
Did Tuesday change anything in that regard, do you think?
It did in the sense that the Republicans now have a clear mandate in the Congress to get something done. There's not going to be congressional gridlock of the sort that we had over the past 2 years where the gridlock was internal. It was the House versus the Senate versus the House. Now, if there's going to be any gridlock to be had, and there will be, it's going to be Congress versus the White House. So the dynamic in Washington, D.C. has changed markedly, and the question right now that is on the minds of every potential presidential candidate is what are the Republicans going to do with this mandate? What issues are they going to put forward? What bills are they going to try to pass? What are they going to try to force President Obama to sign, or for that matter, negotiate with President Obama to sign, because, hey, he still has veto power. So they are going to be taking cues, the presidential candidates, that is, from the issues that percolate up in Congress as some of the key issues facing this country over the next year.
Does success on any of those key issues particularly correlate to any particular candidates?
You better believe it. If your name is Ted Cruz, if your name is Lindsey Graham or Marco Rubio or Rand Paul, then you have a stage right now where you can be at the forefront of effectively every congressional debate that's going on. And that's going to be perhaps an advantage over some of the other candidates who don't have that kind of platform. A Jeb Bush, for example, even somebody like John Bolton or Ben Carson, the former neurosurgeon John Hopkins, who is really, really big in many conservative circles as well. So, hey, we could list off about a dozen, 15 names here, potential candidates who are looking to run on the Republican side alone. But for those who are in Congress right now, they automatically, again, have this platform that they can stand on from day one going into the election.
All right, so there you have it, an overview of all the top 10 items. If you want to go to DougSteffen.com and tell us what your preference is, what do you think the most important talk topic was of the year? Help yourself. We have that every weekend as a way for you to express yourself on all these items we discuss. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy New Year from the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kessler.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.